Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peites. And we're learning today, Le'ili Nishmas, Dora Leibowitz, Devorah Bas Ben Sion Halevi, Alan Leibowitz's mother. And also we're learning, Le'ili Nishmas, Faye Platt, Faye Galea Bas Ben Yomin, Elliot Platt's mother. And because of Shavuos, we're not going to have the daf. I've already caught up on some of the dafim, so I want to add to the list that we're on Shabbos is the yard site of Rebecca Frucht, Rafaela Chana Rivka, Bas Moshe Nisan, Vishen Nadina. All the neshamas that we learn for should have an aliyah, and everybody should have a wonderful Shavuos. If you're hearing this after Shavuos, I hope you had a wonderful Shavuos, but I'm dictating this on Erev Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah, so what's more appropriate than us learning Torah together? And we begin the Gemara today on Peites, continuing in the discussion that we've had about Matan Torah. So it's very, very appropriate to learn this today. So the Gemara begins another statement from Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. We're at the two dots, about a third of the way down. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, when Moshe Rabbeinu left Har Sinai, he came down from Har Sinai. So Bas Satan, the Satan, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Heichan Hi. Where is the Torah? It's not up here anymore. Now, what do you mean it's not up here? Didn't everybody know that Moshe Rabbeinu took it down? We just had at the end of the discussion of yesterday's shir, the conversation between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu. And maybe you'll say that the Satan wasn't there. But the last part of the Gemara that we had yesterday was the Malach HaMavis. And we know, many times we'd say, Hu HaSatan, Hu HaYetzahara, Hu HaMalach HaMavis. They're all one and the same. So the Satan knew that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah and took it down to earth. In fact, the Satan, the Malach HaMavis, gave Moshe a present. He taught him at the end of yesterday's year about the Ketores, which saved many lives in the plague. It's Hashem. We should again have many lives saved from this plague by our learning of Torah. In any event, the Satan asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is it? Now, the understanding is that he thought that it would still be up in Shemayim. While Moshe Rabbeinu would get it, it would still be up in Shemayim. But apparently, it wasn't up in Shemayim. And that's really what the Mepharshim explained, is the Satan asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heichan hi. So Gemara says, Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to the Satan and told him, Nesati el ha'aretz, I gave it to the land. Halach etz el ha'aretz, the Satan goes to the land. Has this conversation with the land, the malachim of the land. Exactly, this is an esoteric conversation. You can't begin to understand exactly what's going on over here. In any event, the conversation is a delightful conversation for us to learn. And he tells the land, Satan goes to the land, he says to the land, Torah heichan hi. No, where is the Torah? Armalo. So the land, the Aretz, responds back to him, Elokim heivin darko v'gomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where it is. In other words, I don't know where it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where it is. No, halach etzoyam. So it's not on the land. So everybody knows that the Torah goes to the humblest place. In other words, the lowest place. So if it's not on the land, it says it must be in the water. Halach etzoyam. He goes to the yam. He asks the yam. Barmelo, any muddy. The yam says to the Satan, nope, ain't with me. I don't got it. Halach etzotom. He goes deeper into the yam. Must be even lower than that. Barmelo, ain't me. I don't know where it is. Not with me. And both of them, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, the home Omar lo bi he, the yam Omar eini modi. So the psukim from Eov tell us that the water and the depths of the water both said, Torah's not with me. No, the Satan then goes to Avadon and Moves. And he asks them, no, is the Torah with you? That's even deeper, right? That's the down to the depths of the world, going to Gehenna. And he asks them, no, where is the Torah? And they respond, Avadon v'moves amru. Avadon and Mavis, they say, the Torah is not with us. We're the lowest point, and it's not with us. They said, Biosdenu Shemano, we heard with our ears, whatever that exactly means, Shema, we heard that the Torah is here, but it's not with us. They heard that the Torah went down from Shemayim, but we don't know where it is. So now the Satan's perplexed. Chazav, Yomotei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Satan goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, No, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chipasti B'chol Aretz, you told me he's in the land. I went down to the land. Lo Matzasiya, I couldn't find it anywhere. Amalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Satan, you didn't go to the right place. Lech Eitzel Ben Amram. You know why you couldn't find it? It's a funny lashon. Ben Amram, when you call somebody by the son of so-and-so, it's actually a derogatory term. We find in a number of places that Shaul refers to David as Ben Yishai. You don't even like Ray to have your own name. You're only the son of so-and-so. But here, the Mepharshim bring down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using this as a positive aspect because Amram was one of the four people that only died be'itav shel nochash. Right? You find interesting that Amram, who was the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, Binyamin, the Yaakov, the Shevet Binyamin, Yaakov's son, and you find David's father, Yishai, and David's son, Kilab. The Gemara mentions in a number of places that they only died because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed death in the world, because of the death coming to the world from eating from Eitz Hadas. Hashem said, I'm going to create death in the world. So these four people didn't have a sin, and they wouldn't have died on their own, only because Hashem said so. So he's calling him Amram. You, the Satan, you, the Malach HaMavis, you don't know him because his father never died because of you. He died b'nishika. I took his life only because I said I was taking life in the world. So he said, go to Eitzel ben Amram. You don't know this guy. That's why you don't know where the Torah is. So the Satan goes, Halach Eitzel Moshe. He ignores that, and he goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Satan says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Amalo, Torah shenatzen l'cha kodesh baruch hu. Heichani, no, where is this Torah that Hashem gave you? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, me? Torah? What are you talking about? Amalo. Moshe says to the Satan, V'chi ma ani shenos li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah? You think God could give me the Torah? I'm a gornisht, I'm a nothing. God couldn't give me the Torah. Now, Hashem's listening to the whole conversation. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, badoy ata? Are you, chas v'shalom, a liar? Are you telling, tales out of school over here? You're not telling the truth. Of course I gave you the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Really? Chamudo genuzo yesh lecha shato mishtasheya bo b'chol yom? You have this unbelievable, great, hidden treasure over here called the Torah. And you get such pleasure from this Torah every day. And now you want me to tell people and break the people. Ani achzik tov liatzmi. Oh, God gave me the Torah. Really? I should go around saying something like that? Person has to be humble. If a Talmud Chacham is asked, do you notice Masech? He's supposed to hem and haw and say, no, I don't really know. Even though he's a bucky in shas. So you don't publicize that you're a big Talmud Chacham. So Moshe Rabbeinu was basically saying over here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't want to publicize that. I got the Torah. It's not proper for a Talmud Chacham to brag about his learning. Hashem was so impressed, so to say, with this. I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, nu, ho'elu, miyatata, atzmecha, since you made yourself so ma'at, so little over here, you are the most humble. Yish Moshe, anav ma'od, Moshe's Rabbeinu was the most humble person. That's the most appropriate person to get the Torah. Since you are trying to be humble, pum faker. Tikral Shimcha, the Torah is now forever going to be called your Torah. As the Pasuk says, Shinamar, Zichru Torah's Moshe Abdi Vegomer. This is the Torah of Moshe Abdi. So forever it's going to be known as Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. And this is in fulfillment of the idea that a person who's running from Kavod, the Kavod will always run after him. Famous story, the person once claimed to his Rebbe, I'm always running from Kavod, but Kavod never catches up with me. So he was saying, it's not true, I'm running from Kavod, but the Kavod doesn't come to me. Isn't it supposed to come to me? So the Rebbe responded to him and said, that you're not supposed to look over your shoulder to see if it's running after you. So again, a person who's truly an honor, so he's going to be the one that's most honored. Well, the Gadol Hador, there's no application package that you put in to be a Gadol Hador. It's recognizable. The person who's a Gadol Hador is the Gadol Hador. You don't take a PR firm to go make you the Gadol Hador. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person. That's why it's called Torah's Moshe Avdi. Beautiful idea. Another beautiful idea from Yishuv Levi. From Yishuv Levi, B'shar Shalom Moshe Lamorim. When Moshe went up to Shemayim, Nitzol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shayakoshe Kisarim Losios. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting the tagim, he's putting the little crowns on all of the letters. The Gemara Menachos says on the side, go look at Menachos, Chav Tesel Mekbeis, tells us more details about this story. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the purpose of these tagim, the little curlicues, the little additions that you have on the letters Shatnez Gez. And he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are these? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, ooh, in the future, this guy by the name of Rabbi Akiva is going to come and darshan tilei tilim halachos. He's going to learn piles and piles and piles of halachos from them. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, so why are you giving me the Torah? I don't understand this. Rabbi Akiva is able to darshan the Torah so deep, so give him the Torah. Why you give it to me? And Hashem says, don't worry. And he allows Moshe Rabbeinu to watch a shiur that Rabbi Akiva gives, and one of the people asks a question to Rabbi Akiva and says, this we don't know why, halacha lemoshe misinai. And that's the bottom line. Moshe Rabbeinu was given things that nobody else got, even though Rabbi Akiva was able to darshan tilei tilim halachos from the tagim, nevertheless Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah, and the Gemara Menachos says that Moshe Rabbeinu was pleased, he was resuscitated after he saw that even though Rabbi Akiva was so great, nevertheless the Torah, it was appropriate that it should be given to him and not to Rabbi Akiva. In any event, Moshe Rabbeinu here in our Gemara sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing all these tagim, writing these kosher kisorim losios. And Moshe doesn't say boo. He just sits there. He doesn't say shalom aleichem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say anything. So Amalah HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Beinu, no, Moshe, ain shalom be'ircha. In your city, they didn't teach you to say shalom aleichem. As Rashi says, ain derech litein shalom. Where you come from, in your place, b'mkomcha, they don't say hello to people. So how come you didn't say hello to me? So I'm a lefanim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Klum yeshevish, no tzin shalom rabo." It's totally improper. You're the Rebbe. I'm the servant. I'm the lowest of the low. The lowest of the low doesn't say greet the highest of the high. So if you look in the Gilyon HaShas over here, the Rekiva Eger, he brings down that if you look in the Marsha in the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachos, and it says, well, there's a Tosus above a comma that says a beautiful pshat over here. We learn in the Gemara in Brachos that, in fact, you are supposed to say hello to your Rebbe. You just don't, you know, give him a clap on the back and say, hey, Rebs, what's doing? You're supposed to go to your Rebbe and say, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umori. Person has to go to his Rebbe with kavod, with great awe, and with reference, but you are allowed to greet your Rebbe. Although it does say the Rebbe should really greet you first, but you are allowed to greet your Rebbe. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umori? So the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Tosus in Bava Kama, that Rabbi Akiva Eger mentions over here, brings down that when you're a Talmud in front of the Rebbe, you can say Shalom Alecha, Rebbe. But an Eved in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Master, doesn't even rate to say Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umori. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu felt. He didn't consider himself a Talmud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a servant doesn't say boo in front of the Master. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so pleased with this. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm alone. No, Hoyel Holios Reini. I want to teach you halacha from the pasuk that we're about to say. The Ben Yehuda says at the end of the pasuk says lemar. So this is another way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us how to act. By the way, he acted with Moshe Rabbeinu. He wants Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Klai Yisrael that you should do this. So Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, even though I appreciate that you didn't want to say hello to me, but nevertheless, hoyel choli azreini, you should have said, I hope that your work is successful. As Rashi says, lomar titzlach melachtucha. That you should have said. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned the lesson. Miyad Amar Lo. Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was told by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yato yigdal mekoach adonai kasher dibarta. It should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what you want to do over here, it should work out. Kasher dibarta. Everything should be just as you said. And the end of that pasuk Ben Yonah said is lemar. And therefore, this is to teach us that we're supposed to do something like this as well. Now the Gemara reaches to the final statement of Rishu ben Levi, a whole series of beautiful statements. So the kirsa that we have is Omar Rishu ben Levi. On the side it says it should be the Omar because it's a new statement, a separate new statement. The Omar Rishu ben Levi. Rishu ben Levi says, Maidiksev, what does the pasuk mean from Shemos where it says, Vayara Om ki Boshesh Moshe? The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was late. Boshesh Moshe, he was coming late. Now, he told him a certain time, and he didn't come at that time, Rashi says. So, al tikri boshesh, don't read it, boshesh elo va'u shesh. In other words, Rashi explains the upcoming Gemara here, that Moshe Rabbeinu told him, I'm going to be back by noon. I'm going to come back within the first 6 hours of the day, and he didn't come back. So, therefore, the Satan came and did the whole Maisa that we have. Now, it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu was a few hours late. He was a whole day late. The people misunderstood. When Rashi points out over here, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Zion Sivan, and there were 23 days in the month of Sivan, and he told them he was going to be there for 40 days, so they thought that that included Zion Sivan. So they thought there were 23 days, and then you have 17 days, and Shavasa B'Tamuz, they said, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? But they didn't realize that Zion Sivan didn't count. It was supposed to be 40 days and 40 nights, and the first day he went up, it didn't count. So really, it should have started to count from the 8th day of Sivan, and that's why he was a day late. And the Sultan said, he's not here by noon, so he's not coming. And now we have the Mice in the Gemara. Atikri Boshesh, don't say that he's late, Elavo Shesh. The Sultan was telling them, he hasn't yet come, it's 6 hours into the day, and he's not here. So B'shal Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu Lamorim, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Zion Sivan to get the Torah, Samalem Yisroel. So he told the Klai Yisroel, the Sof Arbaim Yom, at the end of the 40-day period of time, B'tchil HaShesh, in the first 6 hours of the day, Aniba. Nope, that's what he told them. The Sof Mem Yom, they made the mistake, as I just pointed out, the calculations of Rashi, it was Shavasa B'Tamuz, and they thought he was coming back that day. He was really coming back on the 18th day of Tamuz. So Boaz sought them the Irve Nesolim, and the Sultan came and messed everything up. He bamboozled everybody. Amalem Moshe Rabchem, Hechanu, they said, he said to the people, Nu, where's your Moshe? Amalem, all the said, he went to the Shemayim to get the Torah. Amalem, so the Sultan told them, Boshesh, it's 6 hours, he's not here yet. Loish Gicholah, but they didn't listen to him. The Sultan said, Mace, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Lo shkichu alav. They didn't listen to the Sultan. But then, Harolem Dumus Mitoso, he showed them the bier, B-I-E-R. He showed them the coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu. As Rashi points out over here, he made this whole big commotion. So it was a cloudy day, and he did all sorts of things, and he confused them. And Rashi says over here, "V'hera demus choshech v'yafelo demus onam v'yarofel v'yervuvia." He messed everything up, and he made it look like Moshe Rabbeinu had died. And that's v'hainu d'karmi le'le'am. That's why they said to Aaron, they said, "Look, he's there. This thing that they saw in Shemayim, Moshe Yish v'gomer, that Moshe Rabbeinu has in fact died, and this is terrible for Klal Yisrael." And that Nebuch led to the Chaita Egel. Now we go to a new statement. Amalei haumei rabbanu Rav Kahana. One of the rabbanim who was learning by Rav Kahana said to Rav Kahana, seems like he's a Talmud Chaver of Rav Kahana. In any event, Mishmi Aloch, he asked Rav Kahana, "Have you heard the vart over here, my Har Sinai? Why is Har Sinai called Har Sinai?" It's assuming the name of Har Sinai was Sinai. That's because it was from Sneh Enenu Uchol. That's the famous burning bush. It was on Har Sinai. So he says, "Have you heard any names for Har Sinai?" But He didn't get the answer he wanted, as we'll see. So he asked Rav Kahana this question, "My Har Sinai, why is it called Har Sinai?" So Amalei, "Har Shenasu Bo Nisim." So he answered him, there are a lot of Nisim on this Har, that's why it's called Sinai. Har Shenasu Bo Nisim Yisrael. Fine. So Gemara says, then the Talmud, this Rav, said to Rav Kahana, "Har Nisoi Miboile." Then it shouldn't be called Sinai, it shouldn't be called Nisoi if that's the reason. Elola Elo, so Rav Kahana says, "Har Shenasu Simin Tov Yisrael." It was a good Simin for Klal Yisrael. So then this Rav said, "Har Simonoi Miboile." Then why is it called Sinai? It should be called Simonoi. So finally, this Talmud doesn't get an answer from Kahana. So the simple understanding is the Talmud says to Rav Kahana, "Amalei, my time lo shchichas kamei de rapop of Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua, de ma'ayni begarita." So that's why I'm not sure he's a Talmud over here. He's probably a Chover. He's really a colleague of him. He says, you should have learned in the yeshiva of Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua, because they learn a lot of Agadita. Agadita wasn't apparently learned by everybody. And you go to the Agadita yeshiva, and they'll teach you Agadita. Alternatively, I thought on my own that it's maybe Rav Kahana telling back to the Talmud, if you want to learn this type of Agadita, I learn Halacha. So you want to go learn Agadita, go to the Agadita Yeshiva and go learn it over there. In any event, the Rav Chista, the Rabbi Brei, the Rav Huna, the Amri Tavayu, that both of these two great Amorayim, Rav Chista and Rabbi Brei, the Rav Huna, they both said the following vart, "My Har Sinai, why is it called Har Sinai? Sheyorda Sino Li Akum Olav." Because, as Rashi says, Shlo Kiblu Bo Torah, because the Akum, they all heard the Torah and said that, not for us. And therefore, this caused a great sinna for the Akum for Klal Yisrael. This is the root cause of all the hatred that Esav sowed against Yaakov, is because they didn't take the Torah when they could have, and we took it, and therefore this has led to all the anti-Semitism, Rahman al-Islam, it shouldn't have any, across all the generations. There are really five names that Har Sinai had. Its real name was Sinai, as we said, and it was also known as Midbar Tzin, White Tzin. Tzin is a play on the word, Shinitztavu Yisrael Lov, that's where we got all the commandments. So Tzin is a Lashon of Tzivui. Why is it also called Midbar Kodesh? Shiniskachu Yisrael Allah, because this was a holiness that came to Klal Yisrael from getting the Torah on Har Sinai. It was also known Midbar Kedemos. What's Kedemos? Shinitno Kaduma Allah, the Torah, which is called Kaduma. It was before the world. The Torah Gemara tells us elsewhere that Torah was created 2,000 years before the world. It's the blueprint of the world. So this Kaduma was given on this Har. That's why it's called Midbar Kedemos. Why is it known Midbar Poem? We turn to the other base. Shaparu v'ravu olel Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael had the ability after they left Har Sinai to have lots of children. As Rashi says, to call echad nisabru ishto zochar b'mitzvah shuva lechem yoleichem, that when they were told, now you can go back to your families, you were away from your wives for 3 days, so now you go back to your families, and this was a huge zechus that they all gave birth to male children. And Rashi says, the famous Rashi, lo yadan hecha b'mitzvah, I don't know where this is alluded to that this happened. And Rashi throughout Shas in 25, 26 places brought down the Gilyon HaShas that Rashi says he's not afraid to tell you, I don't know the answer to something. My Rebbeim always told me this is the most important Rashi. Don't be afraid to say you don't know something. Sometimes people, they have to give a wrong answer because they feel they have to give an answer. If you don't know, say I don't know. It's a very important Rashi. In any event, the Ben Yoyada says, I know what the answer is. He wants to suggest that from the Lashon of Shuvu Lochem, so he says Lochem, it means Kayotze Lochem. So just like you, so too you'll have children that come out of you, Zecharim, they'll be just like you. They asked the famous question. So how come Tzlovchod was here? So Tzlovchod should have come home after Har Sinai and had a boy, and yet it says that Tzlovchod only had the five girls. So the Ben Yehuda gives a beautiful answer over here as well. He says either they were pirsa nida, or he says that no, the whole idea of having a male child is so he can learn Torah. So Tzlovchod was zochet to have five girls, so a din in Torah was taught because of those five girls, the whole din of Yerusha, so that was even a greater bracha for him. In any event, that's why the name was known Har Paran. And finally, the last name, Midbar Sinai, was called Midbar Sinai, Shiordos Sinai, L'Ovdei Kochav Molav. Yep, as we said, that was the cause of anti-Semitism, that they hated us because we accepted the Torah and they didn't. And what was the real name of the mountain according to this Vart? Umar Shemo, Chorev Shemo, it was known as Chorev. Alternatively, Upli the Rabbi Avo, this statement is actually, that we just said, that the real name of the mountain was Chorev, and Sinai had a reason for it, disagreed with what Rabbi Avo said. Upli the Rabbi Avo, the Amar Rabbi Avo said, Har Sinai Shmo, the real name of the mountain was Har Sinai, like I said, coming from the Lashon of Sneh. The Lama Nikra Har Chorev, and why is Chorev given it the name? So it's the exact similar idea by Sinai Sinra, Shor the Chorbali of the Kochamullah, that this led to the destruction of the Kochadim, that they didn't accept the Torah, and this led to a churva for them. Okay. Gemara continues and says, we quote our Mishnah, Minayin shekoshin lashon shel zahoris v'chulei. How do we know that you have to go put a lashon of zahoris around the sor lazazel, the sor that was sent out? How do we know you have to put the red bindle around it? So the Gemara says, v'gomer v'chulei, that we quote the Mishnah where it said over there, Hashem said, im yu chato eichem kashonim kashela yabinu. Fine. This is to allude to the idea that even though you have sins that are like this this red wool over here, they'll become white like snow. Now notice in the pasuk it says, im yu chato eichem kashonim, which is the plural lashon. And then it uses, Rashi says, the lashon kashelig yalbinu, be like white. It doesn't say kishlogim yalbinu. So the Gemara is asking over here, how come we call this in the plural lashon? Kashonim, the Gemara says, kashani miboyle, it should have said in the singular, like a single Shani. Why did it say Kashonim? And again, Rashi strengthens the question over here by saying it didn't say Dumi de Kishelig, the low Kasiv Kishlogim. It doesn't say Kishlogim Yiyu, it says Kashelig Yiyu. So how come by the Shani it says Shonim, and by Shelig it only says Shelig and not Shlogim? That's the question. So the Gemara answers, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Lemakodesh Baruch Hu Yitzchak, HaKodesh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, even though if your sins are like shonim, now here it's a play on the word shonim, means red wools in plural, but here it's like the years. Even if your sins are as long as all of the years, so my sabracious, im yu chateichem kashonim halalu, shezduros uvos misheshes yimei breishes v'nachshav, even if you have sins just like as many as there are years from the beginning of time until now, even if you have so many sins, nevertheless, kashela yabinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go and make them white, I will give you atonement. Now, we darshan in the beginning of this pasuk, the end of the pasuk is, im yu chateichem kashonim kashela yabinu, but the beginning of the pasuk is, l'chu no v'nivachicha yomar Hashem. And then, so now we'll better understand this. Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us that even if you're such terrible sinners, I will go and make you white as snow? So now we'll understand this whole drasha by going back to the beginning of the pasuk. Dorish Rava. So Rava darshins over here. He says, "My dosid, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Luchu no, v'nivachicha yomar Hashem? It's the wrong tenses over here. It says, go over here, Luchu no, go, and v'nivachicha yomar Hashem. And we'll go figure it out. So Hashem will say, so it's a little bit wrong. L'chu na, why is it saying go? Bona, come to me, it should have said. Why does it say l'chu na, bona miboyele? And likewise, yomar Hashem, you will say Hashem? So, amar Hashem miboyele, it should have said, Hashem said. So what's going on over here? So this pasuk is now dashing in a beautiful way. La'asid lavo, in the future at some point in time, yomar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to Klal Yisrael, listen, you deserve to be punished over here. You got to get tochacha. No, better get tochacha from your fathers, from Avosechem, than from some cruel persecutor. So go to your fathers and get musa for them, and I'll be happy with that. And that will atone for your sins. So the Jewish people said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Lufanav, Ribono Shel Olam, who should we go to? So Klai Yisrael will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point in time, who should we go to? Eitzel mi nelech, which one of our fathers you want us to go to? We don't think we're going to be successful. Should we go Eitzel Avram Avinu? Should we go to Avram? Shomar Tolo, you said to Avram, Yodoy Tedak, Yeri Yezer Chob, Yeretz Luchem. You said, we're going to go down to Golus. Did Avram say, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't let him go down? No, he didn't say anything. So he didn't ask for mercy on our behalf. So why do we think he's going to ask for mercy on our behalf now? Why do you think he's going to treat us nicely? No, you're going to tell us to go to Yitzchak. And so Yitzchak Sheberach is Esav. Yitzchak gave the brachas to Esav also. Kasher Torah, and he said, Esav knew when the Jewish people are giving you a hard time, you're going to go and give them a hard time as well. So he didn't ask for mercy for us, so we're not going to Yitzchak. You want us to go to Yaakov Avinu? It's Yaakov. Shamar to lo anochi reid imcha mitzrayim. Should we go to Yaakov? And you told Yaakov that, no, I'm going to go down into Mitzrayim with you, and you're going to serve a horrible gullus down there. And what did Yaakov say? Lo bikish rachamim aleinu. He didn't ask for any help for us. As Rashi said over here, we learn from the pasuk at the end. It says gam olo. Hashem said, I'm going to go down with you, and gam olo, I'm going to come up again. This is a remnant to the dalet golios, the additional golios that we're going to have. The gam is a reboy, and yet lo bikish rachamim aleinu. He didn't say, hey, kosh baruch, okay, you're bad enough to go to Mitzrayim, but don't make it go to the other golos. So none of the others, so to say, stood up for us. So now you want us to go to them. It's a minei lechaksha. Who should we go to now? We'd rather go to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yomar Hashem, you in the future, you now say to us, Hashem, the tochacha, and we'll accept it. Ooh, Hashem is very happy with this. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Kali Yisrael, Nu holu slisim atzuchem bi. Whoa, you didn't want to go to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You said, you tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tochacha. We'd rather hear it straight from you. So therefore, that's a great thing that you did. And therefore, the end of the pasuk, you chatoichem koshanim, even if you're great sinners, kasher l'gavinu, I'm going to go and make it up to you. Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar says, Amar Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Yonah's son, my decision, what does this pasuk mean? It says, ki ato avinu, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are our father. Ki Avram lo yadanu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. And Avram isn't, he doesn't know us, and Yisrael, Yaakov, lo yakirenu, they don't know us. Ata Hashem Avinu, you Hashem are our Father. Goaleinu me'olam shemecha, and we'll get gula from you. So what exactly is going on over here? So another beautiful medrash. It's lost the level in the future at some point. Yom la'akosh baruch li'avim. Akosh baruch is going to say to Avram Avinu, no, your children are sinning. Panecha chatuli. I got to punish them. What are you going to say about it? So Amar l'fanav, so Avram is going to say to Akosh baruch, no, make a kiddush Hashem and punish them. Ribono shel olam, yimachu akdushas shemecha. If they didn't listen to you, so they deserve to have a punishment. People need to know that if Hashem says something, you're going to carry through on your word. If they don't do what you're supposed to do, so they're going to be punished. So punish them. Make a kiddush Hashem. Hashem says, not happy with that. Omar, Hashem said, I don't like that answer. Emar leil Yaakov. Let me try Yaakov Avinu. He understands what it is to raise children. He had 12 children. According to Medrash, each one was with a girl born with them. He had also Dina. All the children, he understands. He's going to stand up for his children. So Hashem says, "Alas, Yaakov Vinu, Efshu the boy Rachmi Alayu." He's going to certainly beseech mercy on their behalf, and I'll go to him and say, "I have to punish your children." See what he says. Amalei, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Vinu, "Banechachatu, your children have sinned. What should I do?" So Amalei Fadim. So Yaakov says also, "Rabbanu Shalalim, Yimachu Akdush Shemecha, make a kiddush Hashem, punish them if they deserve to be punished." Wow, Hashem says, "That's not what I wanted to hear either." Amar, Hashem said, "Lo b'savi taima, lo b'dadki etza." Not with the older one, with Avram Avinu, was there Tom, was there a good thought? Lo b'dadki etza, and not with the younger one, the dadki of the children. Not with Yaakov Avinu, was there an etza over here as well? Let me try Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak said, "Now Yitzchak is going to come to the fore." Before I should bring down, Yitzchak is the midasad din. So this was a challenge for Yitzchak to go against the din. Right? The din was like Avram and Yaakov said that make a kiddush Hashem. So Yitzchak is given a challenge over here. Can he go against his midas hadin and try to go and convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to punish the Klal Yisrael? So I'm a little Yitzchak, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yitzchak, your children have sinned. What do you say about that? So I'm a little fun of it. Yitzchak says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Banai, Velo Banecha, you call them my children? They're not your children? No, at the time of Har Sinai, B'shor Shekhtim L'Fanecha, Nasa L'Nishma, when the Klal Yisrael said, oh, we will do whatever you say, and by the way, tell us what you want us to do. So that was such a great thing. Karas Lem B'ni B'chori. At that point, you call them your children. So Achshel Banai, now they're only my children, Velo Banecha, they're no longer your children? And furthermore, oh, come on, between friends, Kama Chatu, how much did they really sin? How does a long person live? So the average person, he lives Shivim Shana, 70 years. Dal Esrin, the Anish Salayim. Take away the first 20 years. Midas Shemayim doesn't judge till a person 20 years old. On this world, Midas based in, they judge from 13. But in Shemayim, they give you a pass until 20. So you're left with how many years? After 20 years, they're taking away Dal Esrin, the Anish Salayim, they take away 20 years. So you're left with Parshalim Chamishim. There's only 50 years a person could sin. Okay. Take away from that, take away the 25 years that are nights, right? In the 50 years, there's 50 years of day, 50 years of night. That's half the time is night. Take away the night time. Either because night people are sleeping and they're not doing any sins, or the Ben Yehuda says, no, night time, it's too much of a difficulty for a person not to sin. The Yitzhar is in full force at night. So therefore, that's not a fair fight. So therefore, whether it's too easy because they're sleeping, or it's too hard because it's nighttime and people are easily convinced to do something wrong. So take those away. So we're left with 25 years. We're left with only 25 years of possible sin. Now, in those 25 years of daytime, in those 25 years of the daytime, they're davening, they're eating, they're in the bathroom. They don't have time to sin during those 25 years, half the time. So 12 and a half years you take away from the davening, the eating, and the bathroom. So you're left with all 12 and a half years that there's a potential for them to have sinned during this period of time. 12 and a half years. So you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can take that. Yeah, 12 and a half years out of 70, not so bad. And if not, in lav, palgo alai or palgo alah. So I'll take half and you take half. So we each will bear half of the sins. So I'll take 6 1/4 years and you take 6 1/4 years and we'll call it quits. No, you don't want to accept that. Bim timsu lomar kulam alai. No, Yitzchok, you have to take all of them. So then I got zuchuyos that can save Klai Yisrael. Hakreivis nafshi kamoch. Akedas Yitzchok HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this was Yitzchok tining on behalf of the Klai Yisrael. And Hashem accepted this. And the people, the Klai Yisrael, when they heard this discussion in Shemayim, Pasul Yamru, so the people heard that Yitzchok Avinu protected them, and they said, Kiato Avinu, you, Yitzchok, you are our father. Not Avram and Yaakov, they didn't help us over here. You, Yitzchok, you are Avinu. And Yitzchok tells them, that's the beginning of the Pasul, Kiato Avinu. Amalem Yitzchok, Yitzchok tells them, Nu, Acha Atem, Mikalsin Li, instead of just praising me, Kausul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the real father. Umachvilu Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinayu, and Yitzchak motioned to them, he looked up with his eyes, no, go praise Hashem, and you can get your atonement over here. Miyad, immediately, Klai Yisrael Nosu Inayim Lamorim, they looked up to Shemayim, and they said, V'omrim, Ato Hashem Avinu Goaleinu Me'olam Shemech, you Hashem, you are in fact our Goel, and you are immortal, you are Me'olam Shemech, forever is your name. Finally, we conclude this Agadata piece of Gemara with the following statement. Amar Ruchia Barava, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ruchia Barava sending Rav Yochanan, Roy Ho Yaakov Avinu, Leri Mitzrayim, Mishal Shalosh Shabarza. We just spoke about Yaakov Avinu going down to Mitzrayim, and he didn't beg for mercy for the future Golos. So it says that Yaakov Avinu was supposed to go down to Mitzrayim, like normally people go down into Golos, Rashi says, with chains of iron. He should have gone down like a slave. Elosh is chusul gar muloa. He had so many zechusim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take him down like a slave. His chusim caused him that he went down in a pleasant way. So the chsiv, the pasuk says, b'chavle odon emshechem, with chavalim, ropes of a person. He went down to see Yosef. Yosef drew him down there, b'avos hazava, through love. Oh, I get to see Yosef, as opposed to in chains. And the pasuk says, v'eye lohem kimirime ol alechehem, v'at elov ochil. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give them strength. Rashi points out over here, like a person who goes and assists his animal, to lift up some heavy package, and it says, he gives them help to put the yoke on their back so they can carry the load. And Rashi continues, I gave you the strength to be able to withstand this tremendous avodas perach that you're going to have in Mitzrayim. So this concludes this beautiful Agadata. Now we get back to the Mishnah. The next Mishnah, again, continues dealing in this perek with all sorts of items. What is the shear that you chayev a chatas on if you take it out? If a person takes out firewood, how much is considered significant? The amount that you would normally go take, we had this previously, to go and cook levashel beitzakala, a very easily cooked egg. What type of egg is that? We had said it's a small chicken. And that is the shear of taking out wood that you could make this cook. We said it's a grogeris is worth of this egg, like we had previously. And the Mishnah continues, tavlin, if you take out spices, kidei letavel beitzakala, the amount that would be needed to go and spice this beitzakala. That's considered a significant amount of spices. And by the way, the different spices, umitztar from zemzeh, all the different types of spices can combine to make the shear of the amount that you need to spice this egg. So let's say you put in a little salt, a little pepper, so you need half of the shear of the salt, half of the shear of the pepper, they can combine to make the full shear of this tavlin. Then it tells us various types of dyes, klipe egozim, the shells over here of various types of egozim, nuts, klipe rimonim, the shell of the peel of the pomegranate, The isotis is normally translated as safflower, and pool, we had this a number of times, a certain type of a plant known as madder, and all of these are dyes. So how much dyes do you have to take out in order to be over a chattis if you carried it out accidentally from Shusha Yochim to Shusha Rabbim? Kidei lezbar ben beged katan pisavacha. The amount that you would need to dye over here, this small little piece that they had on a woman's hat, some sort of like a doodad that they had on the svacha, on the hats, the hair nets that the woman would wear. So that's considered a significant amount of dye that would be able to dye that. Then it says, Meiraglayim, now it's going to give us a whole list of various types of detergents. Meiraglayim is urine. Neser is normally translated as natron. Uboris is a certain type of cleaning material as well. Kimolya, others have the girsa kinunya. So it is a certain type of detergent as well. But ashlag, another type of certain detergent. All of these, their names that are given them, you can read various perushim, look at the art scroll for what they are. I don't know what the English words are any more than I do what these Hebrew words are. In any event, these are various types of detergents that the Gemara elsewhere tells us were used to remove stains. And in fact, they were used in the process to determine if a stain was blood. So if you use them in a serial fashion, one after the other, there were seven items. If you put them on in a serial fashion and it removed the stain, so then you knew that it was dealing over here with a blood stain. If it didn't remove it, then you knew that it wasn't a blood stain. So Gemara Nida tells us that it's lahavir lakesim. They would go and put it on the blood stains. In any event, so all of these, what's considered a significant amount? So the Tanakhama says over here, kidei lechabis beged kata pisocha, that same thing that we dyed, that doodad that we dyed on their hat. So if it would clean that doodad on their hat, so then this would be considered a significant amount. And Rabbi Yehuda omer, kidei lahavir lakesim, it would be enough to go and remove a blood stain. So Rashi brings down lahavir al hakesem. That's the girsa actually in the Mishnah in Nida, and they would have to do this in the serial fashion. So if you carried out enough of these to go and do that, so then that would be considered a significant amount. Gemara starts off and says, Tanina chod zimna. We already learned this, right? The Lavasha Beitzakala, we learned this when we talked about the reed. Kona kidei lasus kumas. We said normally a reed, if it's big enough that you can make a quill out of it, so then you make a pen out of it, so then that's considered significant. But if all your avi was too thick to be used as a pen, or merusos, or it was broken in some way, and you couldn't use it as a pen, so the shear we said was, kidei lavasha Beitzakala, shiva beitzim. So it's enough to use it as firewood, which is to go and cook a egg that's easily cooked, that's trufa, that was scrambled, unisuna bilfis, and it was placed into a pot, and the pot has already been heated up. So this is the amount of wood that you need to go and carry out. So we already learned this, so why are you telling it to us again? So Gemara says, no. Mao detema, I might have thought, hasam, when we had it previously, delochazi lamidi, over there, it wasn't usable for something else. But Abel Eitzim normally would, the chazu lechovo de aklida. Normally, the little chips of wood could be used for something else. They could be used over here for like the little teeth in a lock. So therefore, I might have thought that that's the shear. No, the shear is for firewood. So we had this previously. When you have two things that can be used, this item that can be used for two different things. One is a dover shchiach, and one is a not dover shchiach. So then we're allowed to go lekula for the dover shchiach. So here, it was much more common that they would use it for firewood as opposed to using it as the teeth over here in this lock. And therefore, that's why we say it's for the firewood and not for the smaller shear of this teeth in the lock. Then the Mishnah said, Tavlin, kidei l'tavl beitzakala. The Tavlin, we said, you can go and use them over here for spicing up this beitzakala. So we said that they combine. Now, the Gemara says, Ruminu, but the Bryce also says that they don't combine. He says, Tavlin, when you're having spices, shnayim v'gimul shemos, mimin echod. It could be different types of spices that come from one species. Or mishloshimin, or from different species. Shem Echad, that's not Goris over here. Rashi didn't have that. But in any event, others do have it. And they say it means even if they have the same name, albeit they're different species. All of these are Surin Umitztarfin. So Rashi says over here that you're mitztarfin them to make the shear, the mitztarfu v'tiblu, to make the shear of spicing it up. Now, our Mishnah is a little bit different. We'll see in a moment why. So here it says, they do combine, but on this, Amar Chizkiya said, we turn to the Amar Aleph, Tzadi Amar Aleph, Benin Mesika Shanu. It's only if they combine to improve the taste over here, literally to sweeten it. It means, as Rashi says, Shekulon Mine Mesikas Kedera. Avol Min Acher Eimet Starif. But if it doesn't combine in a positive way, then they don't combine. And our Mishnah seemed to say, Lo Maflik, our Mishnah didn't seem to say that it makes a difference. If you just carry out enough, even if they're not going to combine well together, that you chayiv. And here it seems to say that they have to combine well together. Ho ru'uyin l'masik deira. So Tama the Chazul Lamasik. So in this brisa, it seems to say that they have to be able to combine together. Lamasik is a kedera. Holav Hachi Lo. But if not, they don't combine. But our Mishnah seemed to say that they combine. So Gemara says, no, Hachanami, you know, Mishnah, Chosul Masik, it wasn't talking about Stam, it carried out three ingredients that they don't combine well together. No, the three ingredients to make up the shear is because they combine together, that's why it's considered a shear. But if you take out two things that give an opposite taste that can't be used together, take out salt and sugar, you don't combine them, let's say, together, so then they wouldn't combine. They have a half a shear of salt, a half a shear of sugar, so they wouldn't combine. It's only if they combine together, Lamasik as a Kedera, then they are considered combining. With this, we conclude today's shear. Again, we learn today's shir, Le'ilu Nishmas, the following people. We learn it, Dora Leibowitz, Dvorah Bas Ben Sion Halevi, Al Leibowitz's mother, Faye Platt, Faye Galea Bas Binyamin, Elie Platt's mother, and on Shabbos is the Yartzeit of Raphaela, Chana Rivka Bas Moshe Nisan, Vishen Adina, Rebecca Frucht. All the Neshamas we learn from Shavuot and Aliyah. Everybody should have a wonderful Shavuos, and Im Yirtzeh Hashem, look forward to continuing learning the Daf Yomi with you after Shavuos. Kol Tov.